whole life into you, and you've turned your back on him. Biff, I swear to God, Biff, his life is in your hands.
How do you like that damn fool?
All right. All right, pal. All right, it's all settled now, huh? I've been remiss, I know that, Mom, but now I'll stay, and I swear to you, I'll apply myself. You see, it's just... Well, you see, Mom, I don't fit in the business. It's not that I won't try. I'll try, and I'll make good.
Sure you will. The trouble with you in business was you never tried to please people.
I know,
Like when you worked for Harrison, Bob Harrison said you were tops, and then you go and do some damn fool thing like whistling whole songs in the elevator like a comedian.
Well, so what? I like to whistle
sometimes.
You're
always a guy to a responsible job who whistles in the elevator.
Well, don't argue about it,
like when you go off and swim in the middle of the day instead of taking the line around.
Well, don't you run off? You take off sometimes, don't you, on a nice summer day?
Yeah, but I cover myself.
Oh, boys, come on now.
If I'm going to take a fade, the boss can call any number where I'm supposed to be, and they'll swear to him that I just left. I'll tell you something that I hate to say, Biff, but in the business world, some of them think you're crazy.
Well, screw the business world.
All right, screw it. Great, but cover yourself.
I don't care what they think. They laughed at Dad for years, and you know why? Because we don't belong in this nut house of a city. We should be mixing cement on some open plain or carpenters. A carpenter is allowed to whistle.
Even your grandfather was better than a carpenter. You never grew up. Bernard doesn't whistle in the elevator, I assure you.
Yeah, but you do, Pop.
I never in my life whistled in an elevator. And who in the business world thinks I'm crazy?
Oh, I didn't mean it like that, Pop. Now, don't make a whole thing out of it, will you?
Go back to the West, be a carpenter, a cowboy, enjoy yourself.
Really, he was just saying...
I heard what he said.
Hey, Pop, come on now.
They laugh at me? Huh? Go to Feline's. Go to the Hub. Go to Slattery's. Boston, call out the name Willie Loman and see what happens. Big shot.
All right, Pop.
Big.
All right.
Why do you always insult me?
I didn't say a word. Did I say a word?
He didn't say anything, Willie.
All right. Good night. Good night.
Willie, dear, he just decided.
You get tired hanging around tomorrow. Paint the ceiling. I put up in the living room.
I'm leaving early tomorrow.
He's going to see Bill Oliver, Pop.
Oliver, for what?
He always said he'd stake me. I'd like to go into business, so maybe I can take him up on
Isn't
it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Don't interrupt. What's wonderful about it? There's 50 men in the city of New York at stake him. Sporting goods?
I guess so. I know something about it.
He knows something about it. You know sporting goods better than Spalding, for God's sake. How much has he given you?
I don't know. I didn't see him yet, but...
What are you talking about?
Well, all I said was I'm going to see him, that's all.
You're counting your chickens again?
Oh, Jesus, I'm going to see
him. Don't curse in this house.
Since when did you get so clean?
Wait!
Don't use that language to me. I won't have it.
Wait a minute! I got an idea. I got a feasible idea. Come here, Biff. Let's talk this over now. Let's talk some sense here. When I was down in Florida last time, I thought of a great idea to sell sporting goods. It just came back to me. You and I, Biff, we have a line, the Loman line. We train a couple of weeks and put on a couple of exhibitions, see?
That's an idea.
Wait, we form two basketball teams, see? Two water polo teams. We play each other. It's $1 million worth of publicity. Two brothers, see? The Loman brothers. Displays in the Royal Palms, all the hotels, banners over the ring in the basketball court. Loman brothers, baby, we could sell sporting goods.
That is a $1 million idea.
Love.
I'm in great shape as far as that's concerned.
And the beauty of it is, Biff, it would be like a business. We'd be out playing ball again.
Yeah, that's...
$1 million idea.
You wouldn't get fed up with it, Biff, and it'd be the family. There'd be the old honor and comradeship, and if you wanted to go off for a swim or something, well, you could do it without some smart cookie getting up ahead of you.
Lick the world! You guys together could absolutely lick the civilized world!
I'll see Oliver tomorrow. Heck, if we could work that out,
see... Stop interrupting.
But don't wear your sport jacket and slacks when you see Oliver.
Well, no.
Business suit and talk as little as possible and don't crack any jokes.
He did like me. He always liked me.
Oh, he loved you, dear.
Will you stop? Walk in very serious. You're not applying for a boy's job. You know, money is to pass. Be quiet and fine and serious. Everybody likes a kid, but nobody lends him any money.
I'll try and get some myself, Biff. I'm sure I can.
Well, I see great things for you kids. I think your troubles are over. But remember, start big and you'll end big. Ask for 15. How much are you going to ask for?
Gee, I don't know.
No, don't say gee. Gee is a boy's word. A man walking in for $15,000 doesn't say gee.
10, I think, would be tops.
And don't be so modest. You always started too low. Walk in with a big laugh. Don't look worried. Start off with a couple of your good stories to lighten things up. It's not what you say, it's how you say it, because personality always wins the day.
Oliver always thought the highest of him.
Will you let me talk?
Don't yell at her, Papa.
I was talking, wasn't I?
I don't like you yelling at her all the time. I just tell you, that's all.
What, are you taking over this house?
Oh, Willie, dear.
Don't take his side all the time!
Stop yelling at her!
Well, give my best to Bill Oliver. He may remember me. Hmm?
What'd you have to start that for? You see how sweet he was as soon as you talked, hopefully. Come up and say goodnight to him. Don't let him go to bed that way.
Come on, Beth, let's buck him up.
Please, dear. Just say goodnight. It takes so little to make him happy. Come along. Your pajamas are hanging in the bathroom, Willie.
What a woman. They broke the mold when they made her. You know that, Beth?
He's off salary. My God, working on commission.
Well, let's face it, he's no hotshot selling man, except that sometimes you have to admit he's a sweet personality.
Lend me $10, will you? I want to buy some new ties.
I'll take you to a place I know. Beautiful stuff. Wear one of my striped shirts tomorrow.
She got gray. Mom got awful old. Gee, I'm going to go into Oliver tomorrow and knock him for a loop.
Come on, tell after that. Let's give him a whirl.
You know, with $10,000, boy.
That's the talk, Biff. That's the first time I've heard the old confidence out of you. You're going to live with me, kid, and any babe you want, just say the word.
Can you do anything about the shower, dear? It drips.
All of a sudden, everything falls to pieces. Goddamn plumbing ought to be sued those people. Hardly finished putting it in on the thing.
I'm just wondering if Oliver will remember him. You think he might?
Remember him? What's the matter with you, crazy? If he'd stayed with Oliver, he'd be on top by now. Wait till Oliver gets a look at him. You don't know the average caliber anymore. The average young man today has got a caliber of zero. Greatest thing in the world for him was to bum around.
He wanted to say goodnight to you, sport.
Yeah. Knock him dead, boy. What'd you want to tell me?
Just take it easy, Pop. Good night.
Yeah. And if anything falls off the desk while you're talking to him, like a package or something, don't you pick it up. They have office boys for that.
I'll make a big breakfast,
dear. Let me finish. Tell him you were in business in the West, not farming.
All right, Dad.
I think everything's going to work out.
And don't undersell yourself. No less than 15,000.
Okay. Good night, Ma.
Well, you got a greatness in you, Biff. Remember that. You got all kinds of greatness.
Sleep well, darling.
I'm going to get married, Mom. I wanted to tell you.
Yes, go to sleep, dear.
I just wanted to tell you.
Keep up the good work. Dad. Remember that Ebbets Field game? The championship of the city?
Just rest, dear. Should I sing to you?
Yeah. Sing to me. Team came out. He was the tallest, remember?
Yes, and in gold.
Like a young god. Hercules, something like that. And the sun, all around. Remember how he waved to me right up from the field with the representatives of three colleges standing by and the buyers I brought. And the cheers when he came out. Lawmen, lawmen. God almighty, he'll be great yet. A star like that. Magnificent. Can never really fade away.
Willie, what has he got against you?
I'm so tired. Don't talk anymore.
Will you ask Howard to let you work in New York?
First thing in the morning. Everything will be all right. Hey, look at the moon moving between the buildings.